Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Claude Code for Non-Developers. The Non-Technical Field Guide to Building Real Apps with AI by Modern Mind Publications is a practical guide for readers who want to use Claude Code without becoming professional programmers. Positioned as a non-technical field guide rather than a conventional coding textbook, it focuses on helping people build useful small applications with AI support. The available description emphasizes accessibility, practical execution, and avoidance of common beginner programming assumptions, especially the idea that readers are already comfortable in a terminal or eager to study software development in depth. Its purpose is not to train advanced developers or prepare readers to launch large-scale consumer software. Instead, it addresses a narrower and more realistic need, enabling non-developers to create functional tools for personal, professional, or operational use. The book belongs to the growing category of AI-assisted building guides, but its specific identity comes from its focus on Claude Code and readers outside traditional software backgrounds. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guide built around non-developers rather than aspiring programmers. The central premise of Claude Code for Non-Developers is that many people want to build useful software without following the traditional path of learning programming as a profession. This distinction shapes the book's positioning. It is not presented as a full computer science introduction, a software engineering manual, or a shortcut to becoming a developer. Instead, it treats Claude Code as a practical tool that can reduce the amount of technical knowledge required to produce small applications. That framing matters because many beginner resources still assume comfort with developer vocabulary, file systems, terminals, and abstract programming concepts. For a non-technical reader, those assumptions often become the real barrier before any app gets built. The book appears to address that gap by focusing on what such readers need to do, not what professional developers usually learn first. Its value lies in narrowing the goal. Readers are encouraged to build the small tools they need, rather than adopt the full identity and workflow of a software engineer. Secondly, practical app building instead of repetitive toy examples. A notable feature of the book's stated approach is its rejection of the standard beginner tutorial pattern, especially the use of overly familiar toy projects that do not resemble what readers actually want to create. Many introductory coding resources rely on simple demonstrations because they are easy to explain, but those examples can fail to show how an idea becomes a genuinely useful application. Claude Code for Non-Developers is positioned against that pattern by emphasizing real apps and chapters that matter for practical AI app development. This does not mean the book claims to teach enterprise-scale architecture or advanced software design. Rather, it suggests a preference for examples and guidance that connect directly to everyday use cases. The reasoning is sound for its intended audience. A non-developer gains confidence when each step has visible utility. Practicality also changes how technical details are introduced. Instead of presenting concepts in isolation, a field guide approach can introduce them only when they help the reader complete a concrete task. Thirdly, Claude Code as an AI assistant for translating intent into software steps. The book's subject is not programming in general, but building with Claude Code, which implies a workflow centered on using AI assistants to bridge the gap between a human goal and executable software. For non-developers, the difficult part of building an app is often not the idea itself, but the translation of that idea into files, logic, commands, and revisions. Claude Code is relevant because it can participate in that translation process, helping users move from plain language intent towards structured implementation. The book's non-technical orientation suggests that readers are guided to use the tool as a collaborator, rather than as a passive code generator they cannot understand. This distinction is important. If AI produces code without a usable workflow around it, the reader remains dependent and unable to adjust the result. A practical Claude Code guide must therefore help readers frame requests, inspect outputs, iterate when something fails, and keep the project aligned with the original purpose. The emphasis is on operational competence, not formal mastery. Fourthly, lowering the friction of developer tools and technical environments. One of the barriers highlighted in the available description is that many beginner materials assume readers are already comfortable in the terminal. That assumption is significant because the command line, project folders, dependencies, and local development workflows often intimidate non-technical learners before they reach the actual building process. Claude Code for Non-Developers stands out by acknowledging that this friction exists. A useful guide for this audience must make technical environments feel navigable rather than mysterious, even if it does not turn the reader into a systems expert. The practical issue is not whether a non-developer can memorize commands, but whether they can understand what a tool is asking them to do and recover when the process becomes unclear. By positioning itself as a field guide, the book suggests a step-oriented method that treats setup and execution as parts of the app-building journey. This focus is valuable because AI assistance still operates within real software contexts, and readers need enough orientation to act safely and deliberately. Lastly, clear limits on scale, audience, and professional depth. The book is explicit in its positioning by identifying who it is not for: professional developers seeking advanced Claude code patterns, people trying to ship a consumer app to millions of users, or readers whose primary aim is to become developers. These limits are not weaknesses if they are understood as part of the book's design. A guide for non-developers must avoid promising that AI removes every constraint of software creation. Large-scale consumer applications require concerns such as reliability, security, deployment, user support, testing practices, and long-term maintenance that exceed the needs of many personal or small operational tools. By focusing on small things readers need, the book occupies a more credible and useful space. It recognizes that AI-assisted building can be powerful without being equivalent to professional engineering. This realism helps set expectations the reader can gain practical independence from modest projects, but should not mistake that progress for full readiness to build complex commercial systems. The boundary makes the guide more trustworthy within its niche. In conclusion, Claude Code for Non-Developers is best suited for non-technical professionals, independent workers, small business operators, educators, creators, and curious general readers who want to turn practical ideas into working AI-assisted applications without committing to a full programming education. Its likely benefit is not deep theoretical knowledge, but functional confidence. Readers can understand how to approach a build, communicate effectively with Claude Code, and focus on applications that solve specific problems. Intellectually, the book also reflects an important shift in software creation. It treats app building less as an exclusive professional domain and more as a capability that can be partially open to people with clear goals and the right AI tools. Compared with similar beginner coding books, its distinction is its refusal to center generic toy projects or assume hidden technical fluency. Compared with advanced AI development books, it avoids patterns intended for experienced engineers and stays closer to the needs of practical users. Its strongest positioning is therefore realistic accessibility. It does not appear to claim that non-developers can instantly replace software teams or launch massive products. Instead, it emphasizes a narrower and more useful promise with Claude Code, clear guidance, and realistic expectations. Non-developers can build small, meaningful tools that address their own needs. If you would like to support Modern Mind Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.